Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second ever official emergency meeting live.
I'm thinking, though, from now on, I might do the intros.
You do the intros. You're the producer. By whistling. Why do you have to ruin the beginning of every episode of this? No. Not today. So I didn't actually quit after the last podcast. I threatened to, but I didn't actually walk.
I can see you've put in a lot less effort, though. You're supposed to be wearing a suit, bro. You're wearing a fucking t-shirt. You're wearing a t-shirt on a podcast, so all these people, you didn't even bother to get dressed.
You're wearing a robe for the second time running. I'm not going to sit here in a tailored suit, sitting next to you in a robe for the second night in a row. I looked like a retard last time. I'm not doing it.
This is designer. I'm a cheat. I'm flexing on him. I'm just turning up in my robe. I just finished doing my business. I just turn up in my robe. Diamond watch. What? That's how the gangsters.
I'm no longer wearing suits until I need to. If you don't get dressed in the house and walk out here in a suit, I'm coming in whatever I'm wearing at the time. Today it's a t-shirt. I'm wearing my diamond watch too, but I'm not making any unnecessary effort for you to sit here and make me look stupid.
Do a poll if you should have to wear a suit in every episode.
Yeah, but you have to wear a suit. No polls yet.
Do a poll for about suit. Okay. Because you know what they're gonna say. You're gonna say, yeah, Tristan hasn't put in any effort.
No.
Episode two, Tristan's not even trying. Look how I put movement. Look at this. Watch. The camera very subtly moves. You see that? All day long, I had to teach this. I don't know if I'm allowed to say ho.
Lady.
We got a big titty, big booty cutie standing there right now with a camera. She's deathly afraid to make any noise. Because everyone said, you can buy this slider. You can buy some equipment. I was like, listen, I got equipment called females. And she stands there now. She's gorgeous. And she's just like, afraid. Moving it all steady.
So you're
that
saying
was me. That was me.
So you're saying for the next 2 hours, and I'm not gonna call you a liar on our podcast. You're saying for the next 2 hours, this camera is gonna perfectly move left and right at this exact same steady pace, and it's a woman's hand. That's your claim to these people.
Correct. I have my females are on lock, under control. So I'm like, listen, you're a camera operator now.
If this were real, then this camera would be dropped at some point. You know that.
If she gets upset and doesn't do her job, I can switch it to steady, like pow. Because I'm the producer. But if she continues to do her job right, we'll have a little bit of little motion in the ocean.
I wish I could show you people what I'm looking at right now.
You're looking at a chick.
I'm looking at a camera moving left and right. And I'm not calling you a liar. But I'm saying, doesn't look like any woman I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of women. Why does everyone want me to wear a suit?
If you don't wear a suit, I'm going to fire you.
You're not going to fire me.
I'm going to fire you.
How are you going to fire me?
Fire.
Fire. I'm the producer, bro. You're going to get fired from my show. How do I not look like Dalston? That's why I wear this. Listen, you're walking down the street, right? Imagine this. Everyone watching at home, you're walking down the street. You see me wearing this. And I come up to you. You're going to be like, he might know Yoga Fire.
Listen,
he knows the secrets of the universe. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meditate. And then I will destroy you.
I know the line.
Exactly. This is what's going to happen. They know that.
Yeah. Now you're going to say,
I bring the heat, G.
Now you're going to say, my flame is just an illusion.
Yoga fire.
It burns you because you believe it to be real.
Yoga fire.
You learned all the Dalston lines from Street Fighter.
Yoga fire.
This is not.
He learned the lines from me.
This is not what we're supposed to be talking about on today's podcast. I've written down a list of very interesting and important news stories that I thought we were going to cover.
He learned the lines from me.
I don't think he did.
To make you feel better, I'm going to get you some Instagram followers because I know you're all upset. So here you go.
I have Instagram followers.
No, as the producer,
Tristan wears your suit Fresh Fit 820. Is that the boys? Is that the official or is it not?
Either way, you need to put a suit on.
Either, I don't need to put a suit
shout
on.
Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Shout out to Fresh and Fit. Shout out to Fit.
Let me just tell you, man, I took some podcast the other day and someone tried to slide in some question on the sly. I didn't know he was an enemy of yours, so I wouldn't have done the podcast, G. But I told everyone that you were the real deal live on air because I know those are the facts.
We're getting a lot of super chats here. I should probably reply to some of these super chats.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Let's reply to some of these.
Let's reply to some of these super chats before we get started on the important news of this week.
Guys react to beta Danny Gonzalez roasting Andrew.
There's nothing to react to. And someone said, oh, this guy, you know, doesn't like Andrew. And I opened the video and I looked at the guy's face and I thought, yeah, doesn't like Andrew. And I immediately exited. I mean,
of course, listen.
Of course.
Of course he doesn't normal. Like me. Of course he doesn't like me.
Zebras hate lions.
Life has reacted to him. I don't need to react. Life has reacted. Look at his existence. Look at who he is as an individual. Would you want to be him? This is what he doesn't understand. The reason I don't need to react to him is because life's already reacted.
Don't make this too much of a reaction.
I'm just going to say something, right? You're a spirit. You're in the sky.
Yoga fire.
And God says to you, you're about to inherit one of two bodies. Danny Gonzalez and be in his body and live his life. Or Top G. Who are you going to choose?
I mean,
you're going to choose Top G. Who would Danny Gonzalez choose to be?
Well, I'll tell you. Because,
he used to be Top G.
Well, every time I see anybody who's into video games, they all look like Danny Gonzalez, by the way. They never look like me and you. When they create their video game character, they don't create slightly witty, but tiny and worm-like and easy to crush. No one does that. They all want to be the big, bad, strong character with all the equipment and all the fans and all the... I mean, so when you look at these dudes' video game characters, it really speaks to who they really want
to
be.
They want to be me. Yeah. They build a character that looks like me, like
yeah.
Sagat.
Yeah.
Or douse him. When I see him on the street, he knows. Listen, I got one thing for Danny Gonzalez. One thing to show him. Top G.
So yeah, I fly
ice cold, no mistakes. So that's my reaction to him. Life's already reacting to him. No one wants to be him.
Yeah, I saw his face. He looks like one of our old webcam customers back from the webcam studio days. So, I mean, naturally he doesn't like us. Of course he's not going to like you. Of course he's not going to like me. Nobody who looks like that is going to like us. And I wish him the best of luck in improving himself. And hopefully, if he ever does, he can reach out. And I'll help him in any way I can.
Yeah, so I'm a charitable guy. Him. But while we're on reactions, maybe I should react to more plates, more dates. Because I have absolutely nothing against this guy. I'm not trying to start internet beef. I don't really do internet beef. I do real beef.
Yeah.
So right. I'm not trying to start internet beef. I have actually nothing against the guy. He has good information. We've never really spoken properly. I've sent him a DM since
tomorrow. I spoke to him before. He's a friend of a friend.
Yeah, cool. So he's a good guy. And he obviously is very intelligent. He knows what he's talking about because he made a 25-minute video on me. And I watched it and I didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Zero.
He's sitting there saying, if you're hyperglobin and you're tuperlobin, superlobin, ballsack, superlobin, blooperlobin, I'm just sitting there looking, bruv, I don't know what you're talking about. Because what happens is people who take steroids know about blood work and steroids. But people like me who have never taken gear in our lives, I don't have a clue what any of this stuff is.
Zero.
I put my blood test up to prove I'm not on steroids.
Because you know you're not on steroids. I'm not on steroids. You don't know what it means, but you just know that it proves
it. I just know it somehow it proves it. Because I put it on Twitter before and someone said, we can see your total testosterone is average, but your free testosterone is very, very high. And if you were injecting testosterone, your total testosterone wouldn't be average levels. So that means that you have fairly normal testosterone levels overall, but because you live in a hyper-competitive environment, because you have an iron mind, because you are a master of Wudan, you fat...
They didn't say that.
They said that.
You're embellishing.
Yoga fire!
That you use your mind to force your body to free up more testosterone for combat. That's what they said, word for word. And I said, yeah, that proves I'm not on steroids. So I put it up, right? Because people are saying, Tate, you're on steroids. And I have nothing against steroids, but I'm blessed. You understand me? God has blessed me as one of his favorites. So I like to tell people the truth. I'm not a liar. Everyone who watches this knows me that my word is my bond. I don't lie. Why would I come along and start talking about steroids if I was on steroids? I don't lie. I have never taken an injection in my entire life. Not during my fight career. Not now.
They come in pill form as well. You've never taken
pill injection. I'm not taking none of it. I don't know how it works. And I just know that I don't need it because I am Top G. Everyone saw the thing. So when he's on there saying you're hyperglobin, you're glooperglobin, maybe you're globerin and globerin. I just want to say something to More Plates, More Dates. Listen, I have nothing against you. I appreciate the video. Yeah. I understand that you're an expert in the field. I am not. But I'm certainly an expert in my own life. And I'm telling you, I ain't taking nothing. Now, if anybody doubts me, if you want to doubt the top G, I will offer here right now, we're going to do a $50,000 bet. We'll put the money in escrow in Bitcoin, $50,000 each. And I will do any test you name with any doctor, USDC, USDA, the best doctor that tests my hemoglobin, see the size of my ball sack. We'll do it all because you're going to find out that I ain't taking nothing. I don't need to. I'm one of God's favorites. So when he's sitting there going, it's very unusual for a 35-year-old man who just drives supercars and drinks scotch to look like that, he needs to understand something. You're talking about mortals. I am Dalsim. You can't talk about hemoglobin.
This wasn't, we didn't script this.
You but can't talk about hemoglobin to me.
Is that a word you made up?
Yes.
Nice. I like it.
I said it here. I'm 35, I train at home. I smoke, I drink, I love junk food. Now people assume I'm on steroids. It's literally amazing how being God's favorite confuses normies. I'm sorry you dorks need injections and meal plans and powders and to give up donuts. I don't. I don't have to do that. I am your superior. Pow! You don't know about me. You don't know about me. Now, I do train. I'm not gonna lie. I do train every morning.
We do.
Every morning I train. But I train at home. I'm certainly not going to some gym and giving up my life. I'm certainly not one of them gym bros who only trains and does nothing else. I'm certainly not, you know what I'm not doing? Cutting up broccoli and putting in little boxes.
Mm.
If I make enough little boxes, maybe I'll get some biceps.
There are literally
weak.
There are literally gay porn movies less gay than meal prep YouTube videos.
Gay.
Super gay.
Gay. I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And this, I'm a fat man. So as part of his breakdown, he also said something which is quite interesting. He was talking about how, because of my elevated levels of free testosterone, and anyone at home wondering how I do it, the actual truth is I live with my brother, I live with my cousin, I live in a very competitive environment. I grew up being a professional fighter in a very competitive environment. I'm competing now with billionaires because I aim to be a billionaire before the age of 40. I live in a very competitive lifestyle. Plus, I got enemies. I'm Tinder swindling.
Gotta stay on edge.
I'm on the edge. There's people after me. My trigger finger's twitchy. And when you live like that, when you live on the edge and you're constantly looking around you, it's hard to let your testosterone levels drop because your mind is at war. My mind is at war. So of course he doesn't understand how my free levels could be so high because he's in an air conditioned house. He ain't got no enemies. He ain't having three. Bro, I gotta get through 20 bitches a week. I need it. Your body's only gonna produce what you need. He ain't out here pimping.
Mm.
Like of course my body gives me what I require. Lifestyle is why my free test is so high. So anyway, he made a point which is quite interesting. I'm going to play it for you all. And once again, this is not a dig at the guy. The guy,
it's a good point.
He clearly knows exactly what he's talking about. He said hemoglobin like 5 times. So he's smart. I don't know about none of this.
He knows blood shit.
Yeah, I don't know this shit. The only blood I was interested in is the blood I put on my enemy's face. Watch this.
Acromegaly, too much growth hormone in adults. I guess this is possible, you know? Like, he's not like a fucking giant necessarily, but I mean, maybe it's worth checking IGF-1 levels. If you have significantly elevated IGF-1, this could be indirectly causing it. Although it would be odd, you know, for a natural to have this, but that's why these are like the weirdest, like worst case scenarios, but they would explain it if you want to get further more elaborate testing to dial it in. Because again, even if you have high free T, like that's great and all for like, you know, psychoactive effects, being a bit more aggressive, performance-based outcomes a little bit, but there's a point whereby you become a bit more volatile. It's harder to have emotional stability. You react a bit more, I don't know, in a more volatile manner, literally, where you are a lot less able to process situations effectively.
Did you just call me volatile? He just called me volatile.
He just called you volatile.
He just called me fucking volatile.
Whoa.
Don't call me volatile! Ain't volatile!
Calm down. You said you weren't going to do this.
Listen,
woo!
Listen, let me tell you something. I agree with him.
Mm.
When you have fire blood like me, and that's what's required to do
yoga fire.
Yeah, you're volatile, but I have something that he has not encountered. I have something he's not even managed to fathom in his mind. He's known me for a while, and I know the guy. There's not a dig. But he's not looked at me deep enough to understand something. The difference between me and everyone else with Fireblood is I am also a genius. I am from Genius Stock. I'm a Mensa member, verified genius IQ. Our father is one of the best chess players in the world. So not only do I have Fireblood, but I also have one of the most powerful minds on the face of the planet. Unmatched perspicacity, indefatigability, compendious, sexy. I have that. So I have my Fireblood along with one of the greatest minds on the planet, which means I don't have to be volatile. I'm volatile when I decide to be volatile. I'm volatile when it's time to empty the clip. And when I decide to not be volatile, I'm not. I can do it all. I am one of God's favorites. So you want to sit there and say, well, maybe he's a bit volatile. I can be. Sure. Knock my door at the wrong time. Sure. But all in all, I know what I'm doing.
All right. So while we're on the topic of people accusing us of taking certain drugs when we don't.
Wait, I ain't done.
What do you mean you ain't done?
So, more plates, more dates. Thank you for the breakdown. So I'm going to do another blood test because I don't understand this stuff. I've asked for another one.
We got one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, another one. Because my age was wrong in the last one. The reason my age was wrong.
They fucked it up.
They didn't even ask my age. They just came and took my blood and then they just put in a random age. It's Romania, G. What do you expect? So we're going to do another one. We're going to film it live, put it on YouTube, blah, blah, blah. It's all going to come up the same stuff because lifestyle. That's the only reason I can say I'm one of God's favorites. I've got an iron mind. I'm a genius. I got fire blood. I got it all. Don't worry about me being volatile. I'm a bad boy. If you want to watch the video, you should watch it. It's on the More Plates, More Dates channel. Guy's a good guy. Knows exactly what he's talking about. If after I put that up, he cannot conclusively state Andrew Tate, he is not on steroids. He's a genetic freak. One of God's favorites. If he's still sitting there going, I don't know, Hemoglobin, then what we'll do is we'll put 50 G's each in an escrow and I'll come to wherever he is and I'll do any test he wants and I'll pass it because I'm that guy. So if you want the smoke,
yoga fire.
I don't lie. Don't ever anyone accuse me of lying. I ain't on steroids. I don't need them. No, we're not stopping yet. I wake up every morning. I wake up.
I'm easy, man. I'm chilling.
I wake up.
You could talk. It's easy for me.
Push this bitch. Push that bitch. Because when you're sleeping between two girls, it's really hot. Got the window open. It's stupid hot.
And you can't move the blanket from side to side.
Because
you're in
they're
the middle.
Like, I'm getting cold. It's like, shut up.
Shit.
Get your sleep. You got to do the camera later. So move her, move her. And then I go to the gym. Now I train every morning for about an hour and a half.
Don't tell them our training regime.
I'm not going to. While I check my phone, have my coffee in between sets, do my things. Boom, boom, boom. Hour and a half. That's it. That's all it takes when you're the top G. I don't have to give up my life. I ain't one of them dudes in the gym. Yeah, man, I'm broke. But, you know, I almost became a bodybuilder once. I'm top G. And while we're on the subject, I want to state here now, that's what makes me such a fantastic individual because I don't have to give up my entire life to be successful in one particular field. Most dudes to look like me have to give up their entire life to look like me. I can do it as a hobby on the side, which means it gives me plenty of time to do all these other things. That's why I'm going to be a billionaire. So I got all these cars. That's why I got this compound. So I got an army, 20 armed guys outside my house.
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. Congrats on getting monetized. Thank you, DT. Nicola Elez, just super chatted for no reason. MW, top G and top T, boss tings. You're obviously an up-and-coming boss yourself. Thank you, MW, for the super chats. Eggs are not real. I'm going to debunk it. From Emmanuel G says Pharaoh Tate. Jesus, we're getting some super chats today. I'm going to call him out and I'm going to interrupt your rants.
No, we need
these
to,
people are trying
we
to
need to talk more about how he said I'm on steroids and I ain't. I'm not on steroids. I'm stating this now. If I'm lying and I get proved I'm lying, look how stupid I'm going to look. Let's do the test. 50 G's. 50 G's to me. That, I've only got 50 grand in my robe pocket. Ain't nothing to a boss. Let's go. I ain't lying. So just keep that in mind. When you look at my physique, what you need to do, I am designed. Let me tell you why God put me on the planet. I've been put on the planet for a very specific reason. And I've been put on the planet to humble you. Because all of you people watching this, you will not reach your potential as a man unless you are extremely introspective. You must look in the mirror and you must compare yourself to Tate and you must understand that you fail in every metric. You are poor, you are weak, you are stupid, you are ugly and you are short. You are none of the things I am. And God put me on this planet specifically to remind you of how much you are failing. You are failing the experience of man because I exist. And only when you accept that and accept your place below me With deep introspection, can you find the inner secrets of Wudan? And then you are prepared to learn. Then you are an empty vessel in which I can entrust my knowledge. Before that point, you're walking around the world going, well, I have an opinion. Well, yeah, Tate thinks this, but I think nobody cares what you think. You're poor and stupid and weak and small. I don't care. Humble yourselves. That's why I exist. I exist as a beacon of light in a dark world. That is why I am here. That's the whole purpose of my existence.
Jack. D. Pauly, F that, is my mic on? No, press the green button.
Check the mic, check, check, check.
Right, D. Pauly, F the haters, boogie stuff out, smoke great cigars, what I always do. Will you guys ever do a meet and greet in Dubai? We meet people all the time if they're in the war room. Otherwise, I'm probably not going
to
ask you.
In the war room, you're vetted. I know who you are. I know where your family lives.
Yeah. And listen, you need to, listen, Hamad Gil, I appreciate the super chat, but for $2, I'm not going to answer, should you ever take your ex-girlfriend back? Bro, I mean, I give advice to people.
I'll answer.
No, we're not. We're moving on.
I'll answer.
Okay, go on. Should you ever take your ex-girlfriend back? All right, let's do this one then. $2 Canadian.
Let me just take my shirt for more plates, more days.
Put your shirt back on. Put your shirt back on.
All right. Should you ever take your... You know what annoys me about these questions? People are always
context.
Should I ever take my ex-girlfriend back? Not only is there no context, but something annoys me even more. He's asking as if he has a choice. She left you, bruv.
Yeah.
She left you.
Probably.
And now you're like, should I take her back? She doesn't want you back. Mm. And if she did, if she were to come and say, I'm going to suck your little stinky pinky, your little stinky willy, there is no way on God's green earth you would say no.
True.
So why are you pretending?
True.
Should I take her back? And the second she texts you, "Miss, I miss you, baby, please." Why? Who are you lying to?
Yeah.
You just sent me $2 Canadian. From the free nation of Canada. That's all you got? $2? You wonder why she left you, bro? Don't come to me lying, pretending you got choices. You ain't got no choices.
That is true.
We took them all.
Yeah.
She's moving the camera now.
If you take...
This is your ex. Your girl is moving my camera.
And if you...
Look at how steady it is.
And if you take her back, you don't want to know what she's been doing while you're away, man. So we got Kwamu who says, Tate speech. And now this is actually a good one. This is a good question from MP Cuss 724. Besides after nights out, are you generally early risers? What do you mean besides after nights out? Well, after I've had a bunch of booze, I need to sleep extra. Let me tell you something about giving in to your urges. This is a very female thing. I'll be with women. And I'll be doing a 24-hour fast, for example. And I'll be with a woman who woke up and had breakfast. It gets to lunchtime. I'm hungry. Not eating lunch now. I might take you out later. I'm hungry. I need to eat. Oh, you need to eat because you're hungry. That's the normal human mindset. And I'm going to tell you the weakest example of this in about half a second. I need to eat because I'm hungry. I need to sleep because I'm tired. And most of you men watching, at least 99% of you, do the worst of them all. I need to play with my dick because I'm horny. You are lame. Lame. If you believe that I need extra sleep after a night out, you are lame. I'll go to bed at 6 a.m. and I'll wake up at 6:01 and start doing push-ups. I'll go to bed at 6 a.m. and I'll wake up 1 minute before that at 5:59, minus 1 minute sleep. That's what I do. That's how I do it. So there is no besides night out. Am I generally early risers? I don't need to sleep for weeks if I don't want to sleep.
That's true.
I appreciate the question, but
I saw
you don't know. No, I literally do that. I will wake up. After not sleeping.
That's true. He will wake up without going to sleep.
Without going to sleep, I'll wake up.
I've seen him.
I'll be drinking, having fun, wake up, start my day.
Woo! I saw him do that.
Zero fatigue.
Exactly. But no, that's a really good point about most people just completely are impulsive to their emotions.
Yeah, right? They cave to their desires.
I need this. I want this. Duh, duh. How is Tate succeeding? And I'm not because I have discipline. I'm a master of Wudan. We've talked about this.
Let me cook my three meals a day and waste my time. So that was actually a very interesting question. But and the thing is, I mean all of this. I really mean all of this.
One more.
Okay, one more. Are you going to cover Ukraine? I cover Ukraine all the time.
Wait. Nate's got trades. I guess that means he's a trader.
Mm-hmm.
And his super chat was $2.
Mm.
do you want his trades? That's his spare money.
True. I was once in the Fresh and Fit studio while I was standing there, and I sent them $1,000 to ask you a question while you were behind the computer screens.
We're all going to do a thing on Ukraine. In fact, for this week's Certified G, we're going to talk about Ukraine. Came from the cold, used to rest on the floor. They stitch up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide. Do you know, Tristan, do you even know who this week's Certified G is?
I think I do. Because we spoke about it today and we said, ooh, he should be Certified G. And obviously I do no preparation for this. None of this is scripted, by the way. This is an unscripted show. But I know who the Certified G is because we've been fans of this guy for a long motherfucking time.
Boom. He's just like, I want it, I'll take it.
I can understand a mind like that.
Give me that. Give me it. Well, it is, and the historical context and the law. No. I didn't ask you about historical context or law or lines on a map. Give me that.
Because you
don't want it.
Because you know, when I go to Ukraine, I've got a similar attitude.
And you know another thing about him that makes him a G.
Oh no, this is maybe the biggest reason ever. This actually scares me to watch the video. I might duck and hide. Andrew, hit it.
Luckily, it's not a video. It's just... He's friends with Aikido.
Aikido!
You're going to go up to the Kremlin and say, you can't do that because there's this line on a map. And
I don't know. I think he can do it if he wants. And you're like, who's that? And you turn to the left. You turn to the right. You see nobody. And then you come face forward. And it's Jack Cole, Casey Ryback, Steven Seagal himself in your face, front kicking you with his Aikido powers.
And just like every single
Steven... You don't even get to see the president!
You don't even get to see him. Just like every Steven Seagal movie, you're going to bring a bunch of guys with guns, but somehow at the end, no one's going to have a gun, and they're going to be standing there.
Hand to hand.
Hand to hand.
Under siege. Dark territory.
You ain't ready. I'm probably one of the only men who could stand up against him, because I have yoga fire.
Yeah.
But the rest of you ain't ready.
Yeah, Steven Seagal is a terrifying man.
So he's a G the episode because he's just like, I just like, everyone knows why he's a G. Like all the Western leaders are like, oh, I love my wife. Lame. He's all like, look, I'm a attack.
On a speedboat.
Crossbow on a
speedboat. Think about that.
I've even got a video here because I'm producer. I'm the big boy producer.
You are the producer.
I'm the producer. What have I got? This was actually one of the most G moves ever. This was a while ago when Russia and Turkey had beef. And the first time that Putin met Erdogan since the beef thing.
Let me give you 10 seconds of context. 10 seconds of context first. A Russian jet was flying over apparently Turkish airspace, and Turkey acted tough and shot it down and immediately called Obama. Huh, Obama, huh, we shot a plane down. Huh, you're going to help us. Not like, hey, Russia, we shot down your plane. What's going to happen? Immediately calls Obama.
Obama, we're NATO, right?
NATO. Can you help us? We shot down your plane, but it's going to get to quit it. That's my best impression of the Turkish president, who is, by the way,
a
geek.
Wait. We might have to go to Turkey at some point.
I go there all the time.
Okay, we take that back. But anyway, you got schooled by Putin. Watch this.
Yeah.
Check this.
Goes to shake his hand.
Tips his chair away.
Boom!
Subtle, but now...
Pop!
Now Erdogan's like standing up, my chair. And then his bodyguards had to come and try and get the chair back for him. That was smooth.
That was smooth.
It's the kind of thing I do in my meetings. Mm. I'm going to go meet Tate, and then you got no chair. And then you're standing up. I'm sitting down. Hand on the... Go on, what did you say something about your chair? Pick your chair up then. What's your problem? Well, you dropped your chair? Pick it up. Pussy, pick up your chair. Well, I pick up your fucking chair.
What do I look like, a chair picker-upper?
I'm volatile.
This is my house.
You not seen the video?
True. Pussy. I have... Yeah.
Pussy. So here's the G of the week. G of the week. We say G of the week. We've done two episodes this week. G of the episode.
G of the episode.
Whatever.
My man, Vladimir Putin.
He's certified. He was already certified before, but now he's been certified by the Alive Emergency Meeting Team.
Yes. Which is the most important certification a man can receive.
It's probably just as good as becoming Russian president.
It kind of, almost. Almost. He'll probably get more pussy now. Like, as if that were possible. But I wish him luck.
Putin's killing the game.
Killing the game.
Right. Any more super chats before we move on?
Yeah, no, I don't want a fresh fit. 820, this is not fresh and fit. No, I don't want slow mode taken off. Any thoughts on the War Room giveaway? And Andrew can cover that. Don't know. We're going to get into the War Room stuff later. Do Tits follow MMA? No, we don't. Just a quick answer. I did the I Miss You song to text three of my ex-girlfriends. Yeah, shout out to Justin Waller. That does work, Gabriel. Well done. Send it. It's a good one. So, what is the next order of business? I have plenty that I could talk about. Whoa. Huge super chat. Huge super chat.
No, that's BGN. What's that? Bulgarian.
Oh, yeah. Bulgarian.
Some money to pay a girl to play the videos for you. I don't need a girl to play the videos. I'll play the videos.
Yeah.
I'll play the videos. I'm a bad man. I'll do it myself. I'm a bad man.
What is the War Room? The War Room is the greatest global network which exists on planet Earth. The War Room is a global organization with members, bases, and influence in over 70 countries. The network contains varied expertise which allows them to exert influence globally. Every member has either achieved or is working towards the ultimate goal of all intelligent men. Freedom. In a world of slavery, despite heavy infiltration of media channels, attempts have been made to silence known leadership. However, their influence has increased. The spread is accelerating. We have identified a new suspect associated with the growth of the organization.
Morpheus. The Matrix cannot allow these minds to be free. Once understood, the Matrix can be exploited. They know how to bend our rules. They know how to win the game. Our control mechanisms rely on ignorance, on isolation. This network is teaching the truth. They must be stopped. It is imperative we attempt to silence the War Room. We must keep our slaves.
A very good question actually came up while we're on the subject of taking drugs, because steroids are a drug. I always say I've never taken any drugs, and I consider steroid a drug. Eli just thanked us for all the value that we provided. Thank you very much. Yes, smoking does increase testosterone, but Green Gumby said, can you share your thoughts on weed and other recreational drugs and being the highest version of a male you could be? Okay, so I always preach to youngsters. Don't get me wrong. I know some high-functioning people, some people who do quite well, who smoke a bit of weed, who take a bit of cocaine. I myself and Andrew have never taken any drugs ever. And every time I say I've never taken any drugs, some loser, and it's always a weed guy, it's always some guy stoned on weed with no money, starts saying, well, cigars and coffee are technically drugs. It's never someone who's teetotal. It's never someone who's a heroin addict. It's a weed guy every single time. Then when I say that weed is one of the most dangerous drugs of all because it halts your ambition. It stops you from being unhappy with your current crap situation. You play your PlayStation, you eat your pizza, you smoke your weed. That's a good day. That's a bad day for me. And it's a bad day for you if you minus the weed. I think it's a horribly dangerous drug. And people who smoke it really, really do need to stop. And every single time this comes up, it's, well, Elon Musk. Don't say Elon Musk to me. He doesn't advocate weed. He doesn't even say he smokes weed. He took a puff once on one podcast ever. Now, if you're going to use what's called an argument from authority at me, an argument of authority is, well, this person's rich and important and blah, 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 so he's a weed guy. One, he's not a weed guy. Two, if you're going to rely on arguments from authority, the smarter, richer person saying something about weed means he's right, then I'm right and you're wrong because I'm rich and I'm smart and you're broke and you're dumb and you smoke weed. So you just admit it, I'm right.
Tristan, nicotine's a drug.
No,
we have to talk about this.
Listen.
I'm concerned.
You're not concerned. Weed is a horrible, drug.
Did you have coffee today?
Yes, I had like 25 coffees. You're a drug addict. I drank so many coffees that I actually traveled through time.
You're a drug addict.
This is, for me, this is tomorrow.
You're a drug addict.
Yeah.
I'm doing a podcast with a drug addict.
So.
We admit you're a drug addict.
So, all drugs, and no, this doesn't count.
So you admit you're a drug addict.
Are bad for you. So you should avoid drugs at all costs.
Someone else says something about more plates, more dates, not realizing that cigars increase free testosterone. Do they? Cool.
Yeah, they do. Thank you, Matthew Gallagher. I appreciate it. Weed smokers always have an excuse to smoke.
Weed smokers always have an excuse.
Always have an excuse. Well, it cures cancer. Let me tell you in one sentence why it doesn't cure cancer. Bob Marley died of cancer. I mean, like, it clearly doesn't, because I don't think anyone has ever in human history smoked more weed than that guy, and cancer fucking killed his ass. And cancer isn't funny. God rest his soul. But clearly, that isn't true.
True. Right. Now, what are the subjects? You prepared some new subjects you want us to talk about.
So,
these are based on questions we got on social media.
No, these are actually better. These are from our backstage producer. We can't say that James's name because he gets mad. He sent us some good news topics that we need to cover. So, one.
Wait, James. These are from James, yeah?
Yeah, these are from James. Right. James. Great. The world's largest strawberry was grown this week in Australia, beat Japan. The previous heaviest strawberry ever. Moving on.
No, wait. Okay, let's talk. Okay, listen. I'm a
professor. This is what's been fed to me.
Okay. Australia is a prison colony.
True. Whoa. Listen, we love Australia.
Yeah, we love Australia. Australia and Canada are the most free nations on the planet.
Wonderful.
If you look up on any index of corruption, Australia and Canada are the lowest.
Yes.
They're not corrupt, and they're very free. They're so free that strawberries have the freedom to grow to extraordinary sizes.
That is true.
It's amazing countries.
That is true. It's great bit of news.
I can't wait. I've never been to Australia, and I super duper really want to go. One day, when I save up enough money, it's the only reason I haven't been, I can't afford it. Mm. When I save up enough money, I really hope I can go to Australia and hang around a bunch of fours with ugly, annoying accents. You want to go to the beach, mate? No, you're a four. Yes, please. Let's go to Bondi Beach, four. Let's go.
I love your broad shoulders.
Yeah, I love broad shoulders on a chick.
Mm.
And every once in a while you're on Instagram and you see some 10 from Sydney and you're like, Australian girls are hot, but it's an illusion. It's a fugazi. It's a lie. They're all fours. But luckily, I love fours. I want to go to Canada where all the fours are, the snow fours.
Oh, yeah.
We have the snow fours in Canada. And we have the beach fours. I'm going to leave Eastern Europe. I'm going to leave Romania and Poland, Czech Republic and Russia. I'm going to leave these because these girls, I mean, they're beautiful, but they're beautiful. Like nines, I mean, and tens.
And they cook and they got low body counts. No, but it's boring.
I can't wait to go to Australia.
So we love those countries. So, yeah.
Especially now they have the strawberry. I've got to see this strawberry. Tristan, which city is it in?
I don't know.
Tristan, I will take a war room member and offer him enough money to go and get a picture of the strawberry.
Okay. Hank the Tank.
No.
A bear.
Someone's getting 10 G's tonight, bank transfer. Where is this fucking strawberry?
You're not going to go get it.
No.
It's probably gone. It's perishable.
Someone is taking a picture. We need live action reporting on the ground for emergency meeting lives. I'm sending a reporter. I've got international flex. Ask Colty. I can project force around the world. Ask Colty.
Who's Colty?
I can send. Everyone knows who Colty is.
Yeah, you sent those other members of the Jehovah Witness Church to preach the name of Jesus.
Door.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
To spread Jesus. Yeah. So I'm going to send some. Listen, we need a picture of this strawberry. Find out James.
Stop saying it's James's name. He doesn't like it.
Okay. Producer.
Yeah.
Can you find out where this strawberry is?
We'd like to know.
I'd like to know, please.
A quick few super chats. Jesus, during the war room, my notch count and T levels doubled. I know Matthew Gallagher, that's what happens. We're going to cover more of the war room later. How would your iron mindset change if you had an accident such as losing a leg or getting cancer? I mean, that's actually quite a decent question that we can go into. Andrew, you want to hit that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll answer that question. I think this is kind of similar to a lot of people come at me and they say, well, yeah, Andrew, it's easy for you to have an iron mindset because you're so sexy and gorgeous and perfect. And I try and explain.
Bad things happen.
And there's absolutely no advantage in life to looking at one of your disadvantages and accepting it as a massive disadvantage to the point where it detriments your mindset. So I'll give you an example. I had a guy who came to me and said, Tate, you're a G, but I'm 5'4" and it's hard because girls don't like short guys. And I said, yeah, that's true. This is hard. And you're right. It is a disadvantage. He goes, what should I do? I said, do the exact same thing as if you were tall. Don't try and like walk around with your chest puffed out or nothing. But if you were 6'4" and you go up to a girl and you're only 5'4", go up to the girl because you can't change it. Mm. There's no point in trying to imagine some scenario where it doesn't exist, right? Once things have become finalized, once it's binary, once it's 1 or 0, you are 5'4" and that is not going to change. You may as well stop seeing it as a disadvantage and just live your life as if you were the size you wanted to be.
Yeah.
And that's the best possible approach on the chessboard. Yeah. You have to look at life that way, right?
Also get into great shape.
Yeah. And you can look at the chessboard and say, my position's bad, but this is the best move. The best move is still to approach the chick. So if I had cancer, the best thing to do is to still just be myself and be happy and be positive, believe in Yoga Fire, medicate deep. I would meditate inside of my own mind.
Okay.
And force my free testosterone to destroy the cancer cells.
All right.
Have you ever heard of that? More plates, more dates? Huh? You ever heard of that? My hyperglobin would strap up, go to war. Now you ask me.
Why'd you set him off?
The streets.
Why'd you set him off?
Listen, this is what's going to happen. White blood cells, black blood cell, like Crips, Bloods, LA. Listen, we're taking it out. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Shout out to Michael P, Pam, Red Pop, POTUS. Stop asking about y'all girlfriends. They're single for the right dude. Yeah, salute to the top G's. Thank you, Jay Borgmeister. Boom,
thanks. That's $100 super chat.
Thank you. Wavebreaker, the combustion of weed also lowers your testosterone. That does not surprise me, actually. I've never seen, besides those big Jamaicans and some Americans, I never really see someone who's a big on weed and is intimidating.
Jamaicans ain't really that big. They just got big guns.
True, they will shoot you.
They're just like skinny and really muscly, but really skinny in a string vest. And they wear a strap and they're just looking at you with angry yellow eyes. Trust me, I would know. If you don't know about this, go to youtube.com/TateSpeech. You're on TateSpeech. Look up the time I was robbed in Jamaica and you'll hear the story of the time I met the Grim Reaper in Jamaica.
That did happen. Terry Heff, thank you.
I know who Tampini is. What's the question?
I don't know. Have you heard of him? And what do you think of his mentorship-based business model? A lot of you guys are asking questions that will take forever to answer.
They will take forever to answer. So I'm going to quickly Aikido this.
Aikido through these super chats. Let's go. Aikido, let's go. Woo!
Woo! Dan Pina, I have nothing against, but the way he teaches to make money is outdated and it takes way too much time. Anyone who understands the QLA system understands you have to dedicate your life to it effectively, and time is money. You cannot be doing QLA. Even if it would work, you'd give up so much time and take so much risk. It's garbage. I do not believe the QLA system works. Now, I don't want to upset Dan Pina. I don't want to insult the guy. I think it's an outdated way to make money. There are far better ways to make money. I teach 18 modern wealth creation methods. And for this reason, because I don't want this whole podcast for me to be telling you why Hustlers University is so amazing, I have created something. What I have done is I have put together a live channel on Telegram right here, Telegram Messenger at EM Live Chat. And that is an emergency meeting live chat. They only respond to questions about Hustlers University.
Or War Room.
We'll tell you how you'll make money and we'll show you how money is made and we'll prove to you, guaranteed, that you will make money inside of our systems because our systems are updated. QLA has been around for 30 years. Nothing. Look, is the best car from 30 years ago the best car now?
No.
So if you have any questions about Hustlers University, go to the Telegram.
Yeah, and the reason this is here is so we don't flood this whole podcast with questions about that. Everyone in the chats, do 500 push-ups now. Yeah, do it if you're a man. Good for you. Interesting thought, Michaela.
Next news article, Strawberry, what was next?
All right. Michaela Peterson said you look like a shark. I saw that, but that was good.
She said I had shark eyes.
Yeah, that's good.
You said shark eyes, didn't you?
Okay, the next news story.
You love them shark eyes.
Was Hank the Tank, a bear from California, has broken in to 30 people's homes and is currently on the loose and has lost all fear of humans.
Say again one more time.
Hank the Tank is a bear who has broken into a bunch of people's homes.
So Hank the Tank is...
From the cold, used to rest on the floor. I stitch up my wounds, was born a soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide.
Hank the Tank's a certified G.
Clearly he
Hank
is.
Hank the Tank!
He doesn't get... Have you Googled him, Andrew? He is monstrous. Why are these the news stories, though, James?
Listen,
why?
Listen, if there was a guy called Hank the Tank, you wouldn't want to fight
him. You wouldn't want to fight
him. If there was a bear, you wouldn't want to fight him.
Yeah, you
would. If there was a bear called Hank the Tank, certified G.
He is a certified G.
Next.
These super chats. Is the whole thing going to be super chats? I can do this all day.
Yeah. Next news article. Thank you, guys. We'll read more. More at the end.
We'll read more at the end because we got to get on with the show. So.
Is there any more water over there?
No.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Give me a can of water. I'm going to go producer.
There's water in my
can. I'll go producer on you.
We defeated the ninjas. I just passed you my can, but cool. All right. Okay. People love super chats.
What's the next news article?
Man from Tonga swam 24 hours straight after a tsunami swept him out to sea. I could do that.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I mean, what are you gonna do, die?
You float anyway.
Yeah, you float. We ain't just
chilling.
Die. A shark tried to attack me once. I bit him.
I remember that.
I bit him. He's got, when he goes to like shark meetings, They're like, oh man, you got that nasty bite mark on you. He's going, yeah, Tristan bit me. A talisman bit me in the ocean.
Yeah, he tried to bite you and it you happens. Slipped it.
Yeah, for, no, and yeah. And his teeth hit my arm. He I left this little scar here, but he broke his teeth. All his teeth snapped. Yeah. And then I bit him back.
Yeah.
I took his idea and did it back to him.
Sharks don't like it in bit.
Sharks don't like it in bit.
They hate that.
Yeah, they do hate
it. Imagine that. You're in Tonga. You're chilling. What are they? What language? They talk English in Tonga, don't they?
Maybe French or English. One of the two. I don't know.
I think it's English.
Okay.
And you're fat because they're fat.
And a tsunami
and just
sweeps you.
And you're just like to see. Talking to your fat wife about the meal that night. Do you have any coconuts for tonight? Boo, boo, boo. Whoosh. Shit!
But he's from Tonga. He could swim, of course. Yeah.
Then you're in the ocean.
Jack Murphy.
And then you think, what am I going to do? Well, am I going to stay in the ocean and drown? Or am I gonna go home?
Okay.
You probably choose, I may as well go home.
It's a binary choice, isn't it?
Yeah, I may as well go home.
Yeah.
How am I going to get home? Well, I got to swim. So then you start swimming. And then you're home after a nice leisurely swim.
Mm.
And then it's on the news like, wow!
I mean, this morning, I went for a swim in the pool. And then I went back home.
I have a shower nearly every day.
True. Have you seen seen the new bathtubs in our renovated house?
Bro, our bathtubs are huge. Huge. I'm not going to stay in the ocean and die.
You may as well call me Tongalese Talisman Tate.
I'm not going to sit there and go, I'll just sit here and die. No, I'm going to say, I'll just swim home, innit?
Yeah, that's not really a real thing.
That ain't news. James, that ain't news. Listen, that ain't news. I'll be the first man to swim the Atlantic.
I've already done that. I've already done that. No. Remember last time I was in Miami a while ago, hanging out with the War Room guys?
I remember.
How did I get home?
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Actually, no, I swam the Atlantic and into the Mediterranean and around into the Black Sea and onto the coast of Romania.
I remember that.
So I actually pushed it to the limit. I was a bit tired at the end, but...
You don't want to die, do you? Exactly. You have to do something.
Exactly. So I had to get home, you know, and flights were expensive. I lost my wallet.
Next.
What was I going to do? This is just Super Chat City.
Next news article.
Next news article. What was your father's father like? Old chess player, lawyer. Didn't know him very well. Met him about 5 times in my life.
Next news article.
We're not doing news articles.
We are. I'm the producer. Next news article. I'm going video crazy.
I'm
going
to just okay.
And wait. Let me ask something. I'm about to play. I'm actually going to play a video now. But everyone's saying the sound on my videos is too quiet. That has me worried. I don't want quiet videos.
Don't make a super loud video because You're not just going to do it a little bit louder, are you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're just going to. Oh, so you admit it. You finally admit you don't know what you're doing.
Tell me if this is too loud or if this is about right. So I've spoken to the sound gods and we fixed the issue.
He has fixed the issue. He spoke to them and he resolved the
issue. It's all fixed. That's right. So I can now do videos at the right volume. Next news article.
No, these aren't good.
Listen, our producer worked long and hard.
Billionaire investor in McDonald's is pressuring the company to be kinder to pigs. What are you gonna do? Give them an extra portion of fries when they come up to the counter.
Yeah, what's that? Fucking.
What are you talking about? Australian, Eastern European women.
Yeah, Australian and Canadian. They're the freest places in the world. They've got the best leaders.
Love it.
I wish I lived there. Yes. I hate the fact I live in Romania. I can drive around in my supercar. And the police are scared to stop me because I'm a bad man.
What I want is like poison snakes and shit and cold. Nah, and I want a moose to attack
the
me.
The moose, when you have a mask on, the moose can't, because obviously you have a mask and your vaccine.
It saves you from the moose, that's right. Doesn't it? Isn't that the whole point of them?
Exactly.
Isn't that why? Yeah, because the truckers are trying to upset this, but they're just asking to be attacked by moose.
Correct.
Okay.
We're getting a bunch of messages about hate you guys. Guys, I have about 20 examples I can show you of in the last 24 hours, people have made 10 times on their hate you investment. They joined. For $50 is all it is. And they made $500 in the last day. Instead of messing up this podcast, go to Telegram, message EM live chat, and they'll show you all the examples. Only if you're interested in making money. If you don't care about making money, then don't
mess. If you're here for Hank the Tank, I could talk more about Hank.
Hank Tank's a bad man.
You know who his name reminds me of? Big Bank Hank.
People don't know about Big Bank.
People don't know about Big Bank Hank. A lot of people watching this are like under 25. Who's Big Bang Hank? Big Bang Hank?
If you don't know all the worst rappers to like, you need a serious evaluation.
You need to evaluate the choices that you make in life.
Next news article.
Because I'm not going to keep reading these.
Next news article.
You didn't even cover the billionaire at McDonald's.
I did.
Once. Did you?
I am the billionaire, so I know what I've been doing.
This is actually interesting.
I'm a trillionaire.
You're not a trillionaire. You're not even a billionaire. Now you're lying.
I'm a trillionaire.
You're lying. The sound effects aren't working. I can't hear those.
You can't hear my sound effects?
I can't.
Haram.
I don't hear those.
Do people, you hear my sound effects? Uh-oh.
Haram.
I don't hear them. Do you hear them?
I can hear them. Can people hear my sound effects?
I can't hear them. I'm immune to the sound effects. Maybe it's the setup.
We can.
Okay, well, good. I don't hear them, so I don't know what you're doing.
Yoga, fire.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do. No, you meet me on the street.
Are you doing yoga? Fire. You know what?
Fire.
So this one actually makes me happy. This one actually makes me happy. A man who was completely paralyzed is now walking because they repaired his spinal cord.
That's amazing.
That is actually amazing and good for him and God bless him. And you know why that kind of thing is amazing? And if you are at home watching this and you are poor, this is one of the things that should motivate you to get rich because shit happens. This man was asking earlier, oh, what would you do if you lost a leg? What would you do if you got cancer? What would you do? First and foremost, if I got cancer, is I would get the best medical treatment money could buy. So very few people know this. In fact, I'm going to cover this right now because a lot of people are asking me, oh, Tristan was in hospital. It was on his Instagram. Tristan's in hospital. Did he have a heart attack? Because people don't know about me. I went to hospital voluntarily to fix an old kickboxing injury that I had. Now, the same surgeon who operated on my shoulder and reconstructed it, I should still be in a cast, obviously, but I'm smoking with this arm because I'm not a little pussy, is the same surgeon who fixed Roger Federer's elbow, Conor McGregor's leg, and it cost me loads of money, but my shoulder feels great. See, I don't have to rely on some crappy surgeon. I have to wait weeks. Medical care is the best thing in the world. Yeah, and you need money.
Money's real.
So if I have got paralyzed, I'd find the doctor that did this, and I'd be like, no, I'm not paralyzed. That makes me super happy to know that this is now available on the market. That's super cool to know. Hopefully I never need it, but God bless this guy and good for him.
Absolutely. If you're a full-grown man and you are not absolutely and utterly motivated for the fact that you are going to need money to escape slavery and to live as long as possible and to give yourself and your family the best human experience, then you are a born loser.
Yeah.
If you're not obsessed with money, you're a born loser.
Yeah.
You should be obsessed with money. Mm. When a multimillionaire says, I'll teach you how to make money inside of Hustlers University, you should have already signed up. It shouldn't be a delay. If you're sitting there going, maybe, then you're just a born loser and you're a loser.
Because we don't care if you do.
Because we don't care. Because I don't need your money, right? I don't need one more student. Hustlers University has 10,200 students.
This cigar costs more than $49.
Yeah, we don't care, right? We're not doing this for that. If anyone who's watched my videos long enough knows that we're doing this, not to be philanthropic, but it's because we're trying to build an army of the right mindset. And it's an on-ramp to the war room, which we can discuss later. But if you're sitting here going, I don't have any money, I can't protect myself, I can't protect my family, I can't get medical care, I can't run away from the...
Nope.
The countries, run away from the countries which enact slavery on their population.
Yeah, like North Europe. Korea.
Yeah, and move to free countries like Canada
and Australia. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. If you're sitting there going, I'm fine being broke, then you're a loser and you deserve the slavery which will be bestowed upon you. You deserve that.
Because if you had the horrible shoulder problem I had, then you wouldn't have been able to get the best medical treatment.
Yeah.
Which is why I currently am not flexing, saying, look, I'm not on steroids too, but by this summer, everyone's going to say I'm on steroids again because I get it too. I get it too. And it's coming back. Don't worry. I'm not a post progress guy. I just post results.
There are 10,200 people learning how to make money from me. They continue up their membership because they make more money every month than it costs them to be inside. You are not inside and you think you're going to somehow become a millionaire when there's 10,200 people ahead of you with my help.
Should we do a war room tale of victory? Hustlers University tale of victory quickly while we're at it, because we've been going with the important news stories for a while. So let's kick over to what we do in our day-to-day lives. And how we can help people.
Right. Hustlers University, we teach 18 modern wealth creation methods. However, we are very, very heavily focused on crypto. It's probably one of our top five. It's not the only thing we do, but we do work in crypto. And let me say something. The market has become hard.
Mm.
Last year was easy mode. Everyone thought they were a genius. Everyone thought they were a trader. Doesn't matter what coin you bought, it went up. So everyone's a genius, right? Now the market's in hard mode. It's hard. You got to be a professional now. We've got some of the best in the world inside of Hustlers University. 18 different methods are taught by 18 war room guys. We have 18 professors. Plus, we have outside influences. You'll see when you're inside, you'll see how organized it is and all the information, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're making money in the current market, you're a professional. All the amateurs are just losing money. But here's a quick tale of victory that what came yesterday at 10 p.m.
Like, this is an important show, and I don't need your $2. I don't need the 99. I just respect the gesture.
His portfolio is up 59% in 13 days.
59%.
Based purely on the signals inside of HU. We are making money still, even in the current market. So the $50 you're saving by not joining is costing you thousands because your portfolio is getting wrecked. That's what HU is all about. We are the best of the best. You don't have 10,200 people who are subscribed any other way. And then listen, I'm busy, right? I can't control the chat. I can't even see the chat right now because I'm a producer. I don't know. Yeah. But ask, there must be HU members in here. Ask them yourselves. Ask them yourselves if it's legit. I don't have to sell this to you. And if you have any more questions, I'm going to put the banner up one more time. It's on Telegram.
Ask them.
EM Live.
That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for.
This is to stop our podcast becoming some pure HU2 talk about situation, because that's not what this is supposed to be.
Next news article.
Next. No. These are rubbish. Why do I have these on my phone? They're not good at all.
Next.
This one's quite funny. This one's quite funny. You know the wonderful city of Los Angeles, United States?
Yeah.
Two cops were fired in L.A., for ignoring calls to a robbery close to their location because they were playing Pokemon Go. And in fact, someone on a super chat just asked our opinion on video games. I feel like we can link into that from here. It was only a $20 super chat, but they were playing Pokemon Go and they didn't respond to a robbery. So here's the way I see it. Go and get shot responding to a robbery or play Pokemon Go. Video games are for losers. Go and get shot.
But you know, all cops are bad.
Oh, yeah. ACAB, man. All ACAB. Cops are bad. We're allowed to say that because this is correct. All cops are bad.
Babylon. To the Jamaican Rastas. It's Babylon. Listen, during the whole George Floyd, Black Lives Matter thing, everyone's like, Black the Blue, the cops, law and order. And then look what the law and order and the cops did. They locked you in your house and beat you up for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I am anti-cop.
Yeah. I mean,
like, all of them.
Because if I was a cop, I'd be like, no.
Defund the police.
I ain't doing this.
Defund the police.
Yeah, let me just beat old ladies and shit.
Defund the police. I'm anti-cop. I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I've never met a cop I liked.
Cops should be out here. What are even cops doing? They haven't even caught the Tinder swindler.
They haven't even caught the Tinder swindler. He's on TV. Everyone knows who he is.
Let me tell you something about Tinder swindler.
Oh, no, now we're going to move on. So, Andrew, Tinder swindler update. How's it going?
Wait, we're going to play a graphic. For
that. With those hoes.
Yeah, we're going to play a graphic for that.
Ladies, my apologies, ladies.
Let me decide the graphic we're playing.
No sound when you put pictures on screen. Let's keep that in mind. No, you're not doing whistling. Whistling. I veto whistling.
I'm choosing a graphic. What graphic am I going to play?
How come you don't have any tattoos? I don't know, Smithy.
I'm going to play this graphic.
Why do you have tattoos?
And then we're going to do a Tinder swindler update.
Let's go!
People are saying my videos are lagging. I feel like my production skills are just being assaulted, producing skills. I'm getting a bit volatile.
Laggy videos.
I'm getting volatile.
Calm down, Andrew.
No, I
don't. Don't like smoke this. Anyone.
I don't like this. I might have to do something about this. I can project force.
To who?
Producer, can you remember the names of those people who said lag?
This is not
Arnel Vopistru.
He's playing a character.
Tell me something.
He's not threatening anybody.
Magic Petrovic, Yukashi. Remember, write all this down.
Don't write it down.
Write it down.
This is not.
No, it's cool. We'll talk.
It's not a threat against.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not a threat. No, it's not a threat. I just want to know who's upset with my videos. What the fuck's wrong with that? Just write it all down. It's not a threat. Click on the YouTube profiles. Boom, boom. Get the picture of their face.
Tinder swindler update.
Yeah. So, anyways, check this. Yeah. So, I made my video on the Tinder swindler. So, I'm being me, right? I'm being a G. I'm in Prague at the time. I'm in Prague. Got a few women in Prague. Bit business in Prague. I'm in 5-star. Make the Tinder swindler video. Boom, 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 boom. I got that chick to bring me 10 G's. That's going to be on Take Confidential coming up. If you don't want Take Confidential, you better recognize. It's the other channel we have that shows our lifestyle.
Yep.
So if you've watched that, you understand what I'm talking about. So at the end of it, I said, look, chicks, it takes a bad guy to catch a bad guy. You need a psycho like me to catch a psycho like him. Reach out and beg. And both of them reached out. Hi, I'm the 7. LOL. Please help me.
They literally said that.
I put it on Twitter. I could find a screenshot. Let me find it. I'm a professional. Let me find a screenshot. Cover for me for 1 minute.
Cool. Why didn't you dump on video games enough? Why play video games? In 10 seconds, I can very quickly sum this up. There's a video game called Gran Turismo where you select which car you want to drive and select which road you want to drive, and then you sit in the house of your mother's basement and pretend to drive that car on that road. I, because I've done the work, pick the car I want to drive because I have all of them, and pick the road I want to drive, and I drive there, and I get to do it IRL. So it's a substitute for real life. That's it. That's it. So it's a lazy man's way of feeling like he's achieved something, because video games are made to be completed. Every level was designed, okay, let's make it this hard, but they need to complete it. Life, you can actually fail at. Life isn't made to be completed. Not everyone doesn't end up here. So ignore all that stuff you read on the internet about your time will come, be patient. No, no, everyone is born broke and dies broke. I'm not. I've done the work IRL.
Right, so here we are. So here is after I made the Tinder Swindler video. Cecile reached out to me.
There's no, when you play that, there's no
there
sound.
Is sound.
Is there sound?
Guys, confirm you can hear me. Wait for them to say they
can hear me. Can you hear us?
Can they hear me?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? I could see it in your eyes. Oh, they can hear us.
Of course they can hear us. You don't listen, producer. Right, so they can hear me. So here's Cecile. Hi, hi, Cecile here, the seven. Ha, 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 ha. I'm a seven. Ha, ha, ha. So she reached out to me, yeah? And mm-hmm. I started talking to her, and then I started talking to Pernilla. Then I started talking to, you don't even know this. What was the hot one?
I know you've been talking to her.
Oh, what's her name? She's on things. But I can't bang her after that dude banged her.
Nah, you can't. You know, lions don't share with vultures, bro.
Bro, I'd just be put off by lions his little face.
Yeah, imagine his little glasses. With his boy, pumping away with his little 2-inch.
And I'm going to come along to like make a hole in it.
Mm.
Where is she?
She's a solid 6.9.
Let me just show the world. Let me just quickly.
Is she messaging you?
Yeah, Pauline is messaging me.
Nice. Okay, nice.
Wait. I'm right on screen. There it is. Pauline is messaging me. Anyway.
All right.
So anyway.
Update us. While I smoke.
I'm talking to all these
smoke break.
So talking all this shit. Come at you like that. So, Pernell and Cecile are talking to me, and they're like, we need your help, Tate. He's going to get famous. He's going to get away with all of this. And I'm like, well, yeah.
So?
He is. Check the WhatsApp quickly from the producer.
It's all good. This is ages ago. All good.
Sorry. I'm the producer. I mean the second producer. The guy who can't say his name, James.
Yeah, James.
So anyway, Pernell and Cecile are like, Tate, help us. And I said, look, here's what we're going to do. Right now in the world, all the girls are on your side, but all the guys are kind of like, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Duh, you kind of got tricked. Mm. So I'm a big bad man. I'm Top G. You're going to come and sit with Top G, and I'm going to tell the world why you're actually the victims and why the Tinder Swindler isn't cool. Because everyone thinks he's cool right now.
He's not. He's a worm.
He's a worm. But yeah. I'm like, I'm going to put you in front of like dudes and explain why the dudes are...
Explain to the dudes why he's a geek.
Explain to the dudes why he's a geek. And they were like, okay, that's a great idea. Yeah, we need the men on our side. Cool. So everything was arranged. Then they said, oh, I'm scared to come Romania. I don't want to come Romania. I was like, look, don't worry. It's going to be fine. I showed them like the TV studio, showed them some things, said, I'm going to take you out in Romania. I'm going to show you around. It's going to be really nice, all this stuff. They're like, okay, we're going to come. Everything was organized. I got my PA involved. My PA came along to book their flights, everything. And then just before they're supposed to get on their planes, to come here, to be on this episode tonight. Mm. They said to me, so what's our fee?
Fee? But that wasn't them talking, was it?
Fee?
Whose words were they?
I was like, what fee? What do you mean fee? I don't know what you're talking about, fee. And she was like, oh, well, we're in debt and we need money. And, you know, if we're going to do a live media show, we should be paid. I said, listen, don't be stupid. I'm gonna heighten your platform. At this point, you need notoriety because you think you're gonna be famous forever. Nobody's gonna care in a week. You have 7 days left. TikTok. Nobody's gonna care about you or your plight ever again. You have 7 days left. You need notoriety because he's about to get a bunch of notoriety because he's the main character. Mm. I know you think you're the main character, Pernilla and Cecile, but you're not. You are secondary characters. You were swindled. They can replace you with any of the other hoes who are swindled. Nobody cares. It's just some random chick. So you're not the main character. He's the main character. He's going to get famous. He's going to get TV show. He's going to be well known forever. You're going to fade into obscurity. That's why you need me to tell the world why he's the bad guy, because I am the only man who is qualified, who has enough pizzazz, who can turn it all around. You need me.
And we can fix it.
Really. And I can fix it. I was going to put their GoFundMe on the show. I was going to go after him like Batman, grab him up.
No, he wasn't.
I was definitely not going to like
ever
live film come up from behind like. Choo-choo. I wasn't going to do that. So
yoga fire.
Yoga fire.
I'm the Tinder swindler. I'm rich, and he walks out the restaurant.
Me, you, and Steven Seagal.
Woo!
I hear you've been stealing money from women.
Under seat. So I was going to save him. Then he tried to start charging me, and I was like, look, I'm a pimp. Girls pay me. I don't really pay chicks. Like, I'm already doing you a favor.
Mm.
And they're like, but you gave money to Joe Exotic. I'm like, Joe Exotic is a bad man.
He's a G.
He's a just different.
He's in jail.
He's different. He's in a cell. Leave Joe Exotic. You can't compare yourselves to Joe Exotic. Of course, I gave him money. I ain't giving you money. And they're like, well, how much would you be comfortable with? I said, zero. I ain't giving you chicks a penny. I'm already doing you a favor. I got to give you money. Well, we don't know if we can come. I was like, all right, then forget it. You know why? Because I don't need you two to get views.
And Joe Vulture's bro. Bro, let's get out. You put off my lines are his little face. Yeah, imagine his little glasses.
Yeah.
Although wait,
little tiny
little bit away from some 2 inches.
I'm gonna come
the ninjas are serious.
Make a hole in it.
Mm. I don't know if I need to see that screen
before. She's a solid 6.9. Miss, can you? Nice. Okay, nice.
Get on
the screen. Luke says live. This is live, amazing. One second. Well, I'm getting it.
All right. Fresh. So anyway, yeah, hey. So anyway.
They hear. We hear. Okay, nice. Boom. All right, we're back. They hear us.
We can't
hear. Woo! Nope.
They're saying we hear. No, they can't hear us.
They hear this.
No, wait.
Unstoppable. We cannot be stopped. It's all right. Don't worry. Ninjas attack this time. We don't know who sent them. It may have been Cecile and Pranilla. But we've defeated the ninjas.
Ninja. Hiya, hiya.
Cut your motherfucking ass off.
I'm Portmore for life. Ask Tommy Lee Sparta about me. Go to the jail and ask him about me.
What were we saying?
Ask Tommy Lee about me.
Can you turn my mic on? It's off. All right, back in action. So, as you were saying,
Pranilla tried to hack us.
They wanted to get money from you. But here's the ironic thing.
We gotta start a story.
No, we don't. Okay. So they asked for money.
And I'm like, look, you don't need. I'm gonna help you. You don't need money. I'm a G. Blah blah. Anyway, so they don't understand that the notoriety is running out. Time's running out, and blah blah blah. And I don't really pay chicks. Chicks pay me. And then I was gonna say why I'm a professional, and why I don't need them. How many people are here?
2,200. All right, we're good.
Sorry, I'm back.
Refresh. Yeah, we'll come back. We're back!
So, this was my final conversation. I was like, listen. She's like, my agent is in touch. And the agent's like, what would you be comfortable with? I'm like, zero. Listen, I've already seen your story. I know what are you going to tell me that I don't know? You gave him money? Duh. So I don't really need you here to add to the show. Like, everything you're going to possibly say, I already know. Plus, I'm a genius, so I already know everything you're going to say in your head. And it's really not fair, because lots of guys do this, and it's not fair, and we need to find a way, and the cops aren't even chasing him, and he's going to get away with it. I know what you're going to say. I don't need you here. I was being nice, saying I'll take you to a hotel, and I'll fly you around the world, and I'll put you on my show.
I've heard that before.
And they were like, oh yeah, but how much are we getting paid? You ain't gonna pay nothing from me!
Can I tell you the most sadly ironic thing of this?
They tried to swindle me!
No, not even that. Your agent. You're getting swindled again! There's some dude trying to take your money from your friend. I better pay my agent. You got a new swindler in place named Mr. Agent taking your money and cutting off your opportunities. Seizing your life force while it lasts.
That's true, because if it wasn't for that agent, you would have come on this show and you would have made a bunch of money. But now the agent tried to get a fee so he could get his percent.
Swindled
you. And now you're not on the show.
They're going to think for swindler.
I could have been on your side. Pernilla. I could have helped you.
They're saying my mic is off.
Your mic ain't off.
My mic ain't off. Maybe I'm just not talking into it.
Pernilla, I could have helped you. Cecile. I saw your Instagram story. You're sitting up in Oslo.
Oslo?
Doing what? You could have been here with Top G. Up there in the snow.
And it's cold.
Putting up Instagram stories. We're going to get him in. We're going to catch him. You ain't going to do shit. We already talked about the video about how your dad ain't going to do shit. You took all your money. You ain't going to do nothing. You needed me. It could have been so beautiful, Pernilla and Cecile. You could have hired Batman. I could have gone for him. Hung him upside down like a school bully, made them shekels fall out of his pockets. Because I'm a bad man.
This is not a threat of violence.
No, it's not.
Everyone's saying my mic is off still.
Your mic ain't off,
my
bro.
My mic is not off.
Your mic's not off.
My mic is not off.
They're liars. Ban them. Perma-ban.
Andrew has echo. Interesting mic. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Microphone is okay. Thank you, Thomas.
Wait. Maybe they're right. As producer, I take responsibility for this.
Is this you?
It might have been me.
Okay.
Wait, I got an idea.
What's up now?
I fixed it.
All right. We're good. We're in business. You can hear me.
I'm the best producer there's ever been.
I don't know.
This is the smoothest show. You can watch CNN. You can watch MSNBC. None of them as smooth as me.
I'm not sure that's true.
I'm the smoothest.
I like you. And I'm like trying to be on your team. But really, though?
I'm the smoothest.
All right. Well, it is fixed. We are good. All right. So they blew
The chance to have Batman on this.
First, they blew the Tinder. First, you blew some nerd in glasses.
First, you blew a nerd.
And now you blew a nerd. Now you blew your chances.
You blew a nerd. And you had a chance to have the Top G on your team. You blew that too. What don't you blow? What don't you blow? You just blow in the world.
Because they don't blow money. Not anymore.
They spent it all. It's unbelievable.
They're swindled.
So now they're my agents swindling them, and they lost the chance of my help. Sorry, Pernilla. Sorry, Cecile. If I ever go up to Oslo, because I feel like having a really boring time, I might come see you.
Yeah.
I feel like being bored in the cold.
And the dark.
Let's get a jet to Oslo.
Yeah.
No thanks. But if it ever happens, we'll meet up. We'll have a coffee. I swindle you again. Shark eyes.
Okay, so that is your official Tinder Swindler update.
This has been the most smooth show. No technical difficulties.
No problems.
Flawless producing.
Go on, tell me. Tell me there were difficulties.
Yeah, tell me. This has been the best show. This is the best podcast. I am so proud of the amazing work I've done. Let's do a poll. Has this been the best produced show you have ever seen?
Okay.
Let's do a poll.
All right. So I'm going to put up a poll. Yes or no for best produced show you've ever seen. Best show ever.
And while they vote, we're going to show some Take Confidential. So the votes are in. Is it the best produced show on YouTube?
81%
yes.
81% yes. So right, let me close that poll before anyone else votes in it.
Yeah, and we're officially the winners.
Officially the best show that's ever been produced. Ever, ever, ever.
Oscars coming up.
Jack Murphy.
So we've covered how I got free testosterone. I'm a G. Yep. More plates, more dates. 50 G's if you want to test that. Once again, no real beef. I like the video, but my hemoglobin. Talked about how my hemoglobin will destroy cancer at will.
True.
Talked about how Pernell and Cecile could have had my help. Talked about the certified G, Hank the Tank, and certified G, the big boy who just takes what he wants from countries.
Mm-hmm. And then Strawberry.
I think we've covered it all.
Have we covered the most important things of the day?
I think we have.
I think we may have done.
I think it's about done. So now Tristan and I are going to be live on the Telegram. One more time, I'm going to show the Telegram because we also talked about
Hustlers University and War Room. Any questions about Hustlers University and War Room, hit up here. I am not going to turn this show into some Hustlers University War Room chat box. And there's lots of questions coming in. People are messaging me on Instagram about it. Don't message me. Message this Telegram and they will answer every single one of your questions.
Yeah, we get loads and loads and loads of questions.
Loads. Too many.
You will make money. It's fine. We'll help you get in. Blah, blah, blah. It's all on here. Telegram, EM live chat will tell you exactly what to do. We'll get you inside the system.
But so
we're not going to sit here on the podcast and do it for you.
So
message that.
Before we go, everyone smash the like button. I know that apparently helps. I have no idea, but I've seen everyone else say it. My boys at Fresh and Fit say it all the time, so smash the like button. I'm just copying what they say. Obviously, it's original idea.
Obviously.
I take full responsibility for that.
Let's give a rundown. First, follow Tristan on Instagram.
At Talisman Tate. You get to see me, my sexy lifestyle, all my cars, all the shit that I do. I post a bunch of Instagram lives. It will certainly inspire you to level up. Got my fucking Huntsman tailored suits. I'm on Savile Row. I'm doing G shit. Yeah. My Instagram is cool. So follow that. One.
And then follow me at Cobra Tate. Mine is a lot less cool. Just a lot, you know, like reading books and, you know, praying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So follow me on Cobra Tate. Then subscribe to this channel. Like this video. Subscribe to Tate Confidential if you don't mind. If you want to talk to us directly, you can do it inside of Hustlers University. No, you can do it inside of the War Room.
Yep.
If you want to make money, you do it inside Hustlers University. If you have questions about either of them, you go on Telegram, message EM live chat. If you want to talk to me on Instagram, do not message my personal page, Cobra Tate. Message my business page, which is linked in my bio. And we'll be back for another emergency meeting soon. Follow our socials. You'll see when we announce it. And remember to keep thunder in your heart.